Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's July 15th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released December 10th, 2002.
Nazarene, that last segment brought up a memory of an incident that happened several years ago concerning a dear friend. She was a devoted wife and mother and had three lovely children. Then one of her children was killed in a tragic accident. She stopped taking care of herself and got overweight. She stopped doing the housework and spent most of the day watching soap operas. Her husband stopped having anything to do with her physically, demanding she lose weight. Finally, he filed for divorce, asking custody of the children, because he said his wife was no longer capable of caring for them. Her family fought this bitterly, saying her problems should be understood. But her husband got the divorce and got custody. Is this right?
Now, you can see, Alora, this is just the type of thing that I was speaking of. This woman's family wanted her problem to be recognized and accepted and to be used as an excuse for her behavior, which was totally inappropriate. Her husband was doing exactly what was right. He was trying to push her out of her depression, trying to make her respond, get back into life, and do the wifely things that she was supposed to do. When she failed to do so, he had every right to file for divorce. Grief is understandable, but we cannot let grief destroy us. We have to pull ourselves back together and carry on for those that still live and not consider the grief forever. We have to live for those that we still have to do and care for. This woman suffered a tragedy. Instead of dealing with this tragedy, she let the tragedy destroy her, and she should have not done that. And her husband had every right to fight and try to save her. Her family's interference probably destroyed her. This is a very sad thing.
That's too bad, Nazarene. The lady had gotten back with her children, and they had a pretty good relationship. But she could never mend things with her husband. Would this have kept her out of the kingdom of God?
Oh, no, Alora. Mostly she hurt herself.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it. God here again. Linda's busy doing some other work, so I am taking this segment again. In the first segment, Linda mentioned that a friend of hers had two children and one of them died. That later on, her husband filed for divorce and got custody of the children. Now, some people said this was an inconsistency. She should have said got custody of the child. Well, Linda didn't mention that while this woman was in her grief and not taking care of herself, she had a third child, a son, that she did not take care of. This was one of the things that the father filed divorce on, because his mother had to take this child and care for it because the mother in her grief would not care for the child. This is why it was mentioned that the husband filed for custody of the children. It absolutely amazes us when people try to attack us on small, little, insignificant things that they don't understand and try to use them to discredit our work. This was a simple thing. It wasn't mentioned that the woman had had a third child while she was in her depression. That's why the father filed for divorce and got custody of both the children. The mother later got back with the children, but this is why this situation was there. And people try to use the smallest things to discredit our work. And they should not. We will be back again.